37 states have now seen hands-up, don't-shoot protests in response to the non-indictment of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. The implication being that what happened in Ferguson happens everywhere, that if you're black, even if you put your hands up, the cops will just shoot you. But it's got me wondering whether anybody is actually reading that grand jury transcript, because the grand jury testimony does not indicate that Michael Brown and his friend Dorian Johnson were singled out because of their race. They were singled out for walking in the middle of the street. And in fact, Dorian told the grand jury that before Officer Wilson stopped them, two other police cars drove by without stopping them, which surprised him because Dorian had just witnessed his friend strong-arm a shopkeeper out of some cigarillos, and the shopkeeper had said he was calling the police. What the grand jury testimony does indicate is that this incident turned deadly because Michael Brown had his arm in the officer's car. His friend Dorian said the officer was trying to pull him into the car, whereas Officer Wilson says no, Brown was in fact punching him, and then, as he told ABC, grabbed for the gun.
And when he grabbed me, he said, "You're too much of a to shoot me." And while he's doing that, I can feel his hand trying to come over my hand and get inside the trigger guard and try and shoot me with my own gun.
Now, all the commentators I've heard seem to agree that if you grab an officer's gun, no matter what race you are, the officer can kill you if he has to. As for the matter of whether Michael Brown put his hands up and surrendered, Dorian told CNN, absolutely, that's what he did.
"I know exactly what I saw. I was there the whole time, and I definitely saw my friend stop and put his hands up."
But in his grand jury testimony, it was a little more complicated. Quote, "He was taking one step toward the officer to show him he didn't have anything. And as he's walking toward the officer, saying that in an angry manner," unquote, that's when he was shot again. All that is very different from the original accusation that the officer stood over Michael Brown and emptied his clip. That detail, we now know, was made up by a woman who finally admitted under oath she didn't actually see the final shots. And even Dorian, the friend, who did see the final shots and has condemned the shooting, said he saw no such thing. Bottom line, there are some pretty significant facts in those 4,000-plus pages of testimony that change the original story. And if we're going to fight over this, we ought to at least know what we're fighting about.